sometimes when I feel activated, so it's almost like you'll notice with IFS, the self, when you're in the energy of the self or the soul, you're in a very calm energy. You're able to feel connected to mm-hmm. others. You feel curious. You feel there's clear. There's a bunch of C words that go with that. And if you're not in that, then you're in one of your parts. So there could be a part of you that feels scared or a part of you that feels like anxious or et cetera. So if you're activated is what I would say, then getting curious about that and noticing it and then taking a little bit of time and then don't act on that activation. What is it? Like respond, don't react. So give yourself a little bit of time before you just automatically jump to a reaction. Right. And you actually have had a couple of things this year that you did really well with that, I feel like.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So proud of you for that.
Yeah, well, thank you. It wasn't easy. Like, and sometimes you do have to give yourself the exposure to it to realize that whatever's activating you is not the 30-foot demon with horns that you've made it out to be in your mind. And that's something, you know, again, we know what I'm talking about between us. But it's like you have to give yourself that like a sense of exposure therapy to it, you know, and realize like there's nothing here to be afraid of.
Yeah.
And like if you let the fear of an encounter of something that's going to activate you limit you, then you're not showing up as your full self.
Yes. 100%. And another phrase that I love is if it's hysterical, it's historical. And that doesn't mean that you have to be crazy laughing or crazy crying. But if it feels pretty extreme and you don't feel calm, then it has to do with something from the past. So even if it's someone that one of my clients or whoever is dating and something happens where they feel activated, they don't feel like they're in that calm self space, then it probably has to do with the history.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can think of that particular situation where it's like I was pretty committed to running from it for a while. Like, nope, not going to be in that situation, not going to be in that dynamic, not going to do it under no circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, if the opportunity presents itself, I am leaving, you know.
Yes.
And then I just had to come around after being in that mode for most of a day, you know, knowing that there was the possibility of being like, you know what, I need to just stop running from it.
Yeah.
And I need to just go and show up and be me, regardless of who's in the room or what's going on in the room. Like, I have to show up for me.
I love that. Yeah, I think that's so badass. So, of course, part of being in that healthy adult energy is being able to show up regardless. We don't want to necessarily walk into a lion's den. But if we know that we can kind of take care of ourselves if there is a lion somewhere or even like a mental lion, something that's causing us to feel scared, confused, anxious, etc., then as long as we can get ourselves in a good space, then we can go into that. So I think it's just you taking care of you, focusing on what feels right. And we all have things come up like fear of abandonment, fear of rejection, fear of fucking up, fear of, can I cuss?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on the internet. Who cares?
Cool. Like fear of, that's a big one for me. Fear of messing up. So that's something that I'm trying to, that's a part of me. I don't know what age. It could be like 8. I'm not sure. It could be a variety of ages. There's a part of me that's scared to mess up, but it's human to mess up. Like we're all human here and we're all going to mess up. It's just part of the journey.
Yeah. And you have to give yourself that grace to do that. And like, I think as we age and we grow through life, you know, if we're doing it the right way, for lack of a better term, like there is that sense of being able to come back and, you know, pull back from, you know, the perfectionism and be able to give ourselves that grace and realize that we don't have all the answers.
No.
You know, and part of life's journey is to find them or have them shown to you, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, to not expect yourself to show up to every situation perfect.
Yeah.
But I think like when you're walking into like a potential lion's den powder keg situation, it's important to realize that, you know, whatever answers you do have, you need to lean on those and like lean on yourself. Lean on just the truth of knowing who you are, and the truth of knowing how you want to show up. And then you're not, you're not responsible for anyone else's mess or how that mess might get projected or anything. You know, if you're responding from a place of your own truth, of your own story and serving that well and not doing anything to, you know, antagonize or hurt anybody else. Absolutely. That's all you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. I love what you just said. And kind of what you're saying is like having this internal boundary, and you can kind of see it like a little bubble around you of anything technically that's outside of me is not mine. That doesn't mean that I don't love people outside of me, or I don't care about them, or I don't want them to be okay, etc. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if it's outside of me, it's most likely not mine. I can have communication with people, but what I first have to take care of is me. That's priority. And not in a selfish, narcissistic way, just in a healthy way.
Right, right. In a way that establishes a healthy boundary and allows you to show up to the situation as the best version of you.
Yes, I love that. But yeah, overall, it's been a crazy ass year. Like, one of my grandmas passed away. I think I had told you about that. And my other grandma had fallen and I found her, and it was really tough. So I feel like I was really rocking on my podcast and things like that. And I've definitely done fine this year, but I do feel like in some ways it's been a year of survival.
Right.
Yeah. Like feel like I'm doggy paddling and just trying to stay above water. Mm-hmm. But I do feel a lot of reprieve. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Like relief now. And I do feel that most everyone in my life is in a pretty good place. Mm-hmm. So that's positive. But again, that's not, I love these people, but it's not mine to caretake.
Right.
And that's a constant reminder for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's something, you know, we just have to keep in mind. And I think we lean, you know, sometimes on our people pleasing behaviors.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
Yes.
Or revert to them even, you know, we can think we're over them and we're not, you know, completely, you know, on our first episode, the first one that actually made it to the airwaves.
Yeah.
Like, we had mentioned, you know, being in your like solid functional adult 80% of the time.
Yeah.
You know, again, which plays on that idea of, you know, you're not going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, 20% of the time, you're going to revert to something.
Yeah.
You know, to some wound or whatever, you know. So it's giving yourself the grace and finding ways forward no matter what.